investigation and adventure in seeking the truth. Misunderstanding of identity nearly ends the investigation before it begins.
Can you help me, friend? I'm told I can find Hosea the Fisher at the lakeshore.
What business do you have with him? The fish market is back the way you came.
I was just there, and nobody knew of a fisher named Hosea.
An emergency on the lake puts an end to Luke's investigation for the day.
Tiberius, help! The nets are breaking, and a storm is coming!
Today, Luke rejoins his newfound friend and learns more about Jesus and his home.
Hosea! Over here!
I see, and thanks for waiting for me. That emergency on the lake nearly cost me a full day's wage. Not only for me, but all my other workers.
Does that kind of thing happen often?
Storms often blow in out of nowhere, and nets sometimes don't get mended well. Sometimes a huge catch is pulled in. But it isn't often to have them hit all at once like that.
I'm glad to know it worked out for you. I was praying for you.
Thank the Lord for answered prayers. Now, come with me. I'm sure you'll be glad to get away from that fish market.
I can't tell you how glad I am to get away. Even standing upwind, it was beginning to be a little much.
You'll get used to it if you worked around the lake much. I still have a story for you that I didn't get to tell you before my fishers had trouble. You should have time to hear it before we get to my house.
Dear Theophilus, I met a fisher today who told me about John's ministry that I wrote to you in my earlier letter. I thought that was all he had to say, but after meeting him and his family, he had so much more to add. For one thing, while John was baptizing people, Jesus came to the river.
Now, when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heavens were opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove, and a voice came from heaven.
You are my beloved Son. With you, I am well pleased.
There's more for you, Theophilus, that I learned about our Lord after I was invited into the house of my new friend. That's amazing, Hosea. God actually spoke at the baptism of Jesus?
It happened just that way. I was young, but I was there and witnessed it. Look, here's my house. I think you may enjoy this.
What is it?
A young relative of mine is studying for his coming of age. His lesson today is to recite the genealogy of his family.
Oh. I see.
I think you might change your mind when you consider that his mother is one of the sisters of Jesus, and his assignment is to recite the family tree of the uncle he never got to meet.
What? Oh! Oh! I see!
Hurry, step right in. It looks like another storm will be kicking up on the lake. Get your pen ready for taking down some notes.
How's the weather outside?
It was just fine until just a moment ago. The wind started kicking up just as we were stepping inside.
Oh, no, and I had the party all set up on the colonnade out back. My decorations, my lamps, the wind will ruin them.
I think it ought to be fine. The house will block most of the wind. Follow me, Luke. It's right out here.
The wind, my lamps.
Oh, stop worrying, dear. They'll be fine. If it gets too bad, we can move things inside. Come on, Luke. Right through here.
The wind.
Jesus, when he began his ministry, was 30 years of age. Being the son, as was supposed, of Joseph, the son of Heli.
The wind is blowing everything away. Please, everybody, come inside and get out of the weather.
Oh, stop fretting. He's doing fine.
The son of Maphak, the son of Levi, the son of Melchu, the son of Janai, the son of Joseph, the son of Matthias, the son of Amos, the son of Nahum, the son of Esri, the son of Nagai, the son of Moth, the son of Matthias, the son of Semine, the son of Jozek, the son of Jotam, the son of Joani, the son of Rasa, the son of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, the son of Neri.
You're doing fine, my son. Keep going.
You're not funny, Hosea. You bring that boy right in here now.
The son of Melchi, the son of Eddie, the son of Kosham, the son of Elmadan, the son of Hur.
The son of Melchi, the son of Adi, the son of Kosham, the son of Elmadam, the son of Ur, the son of Joshua, the son of Eleazar, the son of Jorim, the son of Mathat, the son of Levi, the son of Simeon, the son of Judah, the son of Joseph, the son of Jonam, the son of Eliakim, the son of Malia, the son of Menah, the son of Mattatha, the son of Nathan, the son of David, the son of Jesse, the son of Obed, the son of Boaz, the son of Salah, the son of Nashon, the son of Aminadab, the son of Admon, the son of Arni, the son of Hezron, the son of Perez, the son of Judah.
I see you're home, dear. There was another letter for you today.
From Dr. Luke?
Of course, dear. Who else has been writing to you?
Oh, that's great. Let me have a look at it, then. That's interesting. He met a fisher and had to wait in the fish market.
Fish market? I hope he didn't have to wait for long.
He goes on to tell about Jesus. And what's this? A genealogy?
That doctor friend of yours is certainly thorough. He doesn't miss a detail, does he?
The son of Jacob, the son of Isaac, the son of Abraham, the son of Terah, the son of Nahor, the son of Serug, the son of Re, the son of Peleg, the son of Eber, the son of Shelah, the son of Canaan, the son of Jacob, the son of Isaac, the son of Abraham, the son of Terah, the son of Nahor, the son of Serug, the son of Reu, the son of Peleg, the son of Eber, the son of Shelah, the son of Canaan, the son of Arphaxad, the son of Shem, the son of Noah, the son of Lamech, the son of Methuselah, the son of Enoch, the son of Jared, the son of Mahalalel, the son of Canaan, the son of Enos, the son of Seth, the son of Adam, the son of God.
presented by the Protectorate Players. Luke is Nathan Caldwell. Theophilus, Jimmy David Robbins. Mrs. Theophilus, Krista Robbins. Tiberius, also known as Hosea Fisher, Tom Elsling. Mrs. Hosea, Julie Westlake Suter. Special appearances by Chris and Isaac. Music provided by permission of Forgotten Sounds, Middle East. Presented by Protectors of the Book and Quest for Truth, life-truth.com.